Paul, seems like your team has the last couple of games done really well moving the puck down low. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's really one of our strengths. I think we've started to position people a little bit differently and trust the puck carrier. We've got some size and strength they can hold on to. It's allowed us to move our outs around a little bit, if that makes any sense. But overall, of course, I think we're I don't know what the number is. I think we're fourth now for offensive zone possession time. We'll hang on to it. We just weren't getting a lot through from our back end, so I made a few adjustments. And the biggest thing over, let's say, the last 10 games is nobody's sick, right? So two or three of those guys who were outstanding tonight, when you look at like Brian Little's line on back-to-back nights, have been absolutely spectacular. But a week ago, they were all sick. So they weren't. That's the big chunk in the recent improvement. Maybe a little bit of chemistry, some time together.
For you, what are the keys to surviving that big push that they made in the second period?
Well, it was goaltending, really. I mean, so it was the story of the game is they take three penalties in the first, they get four shots, and we get some great chances. We take three in the second, and they're all over us. And it's such a powerful power play that they have, so much puck movement, so many pucks to the net. And he made good saves, made real solid. But he's just solid. He's quick. He's fighting to find him. Made two or three really big saves in the second period, and that keeps you up one. Then it goes back. We get on our power play, and now our power play. And our power play, I mean, the dividing line in our power play is Brian Little. From the time he's come back, we've got to be running over 20%. It's been good for a while. Even on the nights that we haven't scored now, we're getting the time that we need in there, and that's the difference in the game.
What's the biggest difference in Matthew Perreault's game since he's gotten healthy, Paul?
Just the first part, he's gotten healthy, right? So he had a pretty significant injury. And even when he returned, it was more maintenance and learning how to play with it until it got better. So he had a big block of time. For me, Matty's far more comfortable on the wing, and now he's playing with two of our best players. So it's kind of, he got healthy. After he has, after his injury got better, he got sick, and now he's back. Strong little chemistry there between the three of them. What you love about him is his compete, right? I mean, he's on the puck, and he looks like he's getting crushed he's digging for pucks out of the corners on one leg, and he fights for it. I'd like to see him. He had two just incredible chances to score, and we hope he's got a little Nick Ehlers in him. You know, you got to miss a few before they start coming.
For him, to get his skating legs back was key, though, right? To get his skating legs
back?
Yes. Just from what he generates on the forecheck?
For sure, right? And it's funny because you almost never think he can close the gap he's trying to close, and he eventually gets there. But so much of it past his legs is that stick, right? He knocks stuff down out of the air just before they go to move the puck so often. That creates a lot of problem for the other team. They think they're getting it, and they think they're getting a clean out. Matty gets on him and knocks something down. They're in breakout position. They have a hard time recovering. Wheeler's speed and skill of Little jump on those pucks, and they're a really effective forechecking unit, and he's a huge part of that.
What can you tell us about Drew Stafford's injury?
Yeah, lower body, and we'll know tomorrow.
Just a quick update on Line A skated again today.
Yeah, so yesterday he had all restrictions removed from what he can do. He had a full practice today. He'll have a full practice tomorrow, and we'll just go from there.